Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Tasmanian Devin here, and we have another awesome tool to solve the Art of Construction silos. And this tool today fits our why really well. For you contractors and affiliates to grow your business by connecting the right construction technologies and products to the right handshakes. This global megaphone and this digital platform is for you to grow your business, and we have to go out and find the right tools to help us do that. And today we're so stoked to be having Andy Backus, the president day-to-day running industrial steel machinery, and we love when someone comes in that has lived the art of construction to go solve a problem with a tool. That the tool we're going to be talking about today is called Skilled On-Site. This is a mobile application that's all about helping you get more from an app and break down those silos we're always talking about here on the Art of Construction, and it boils down to communication, Tribe. So we have a tool that's going to help you with the challenges for the small firm contractor. So that's what we're all about. So what is this main message? This is all about communication and project management apps. They're on the rage for commercial projects. But what about you, the home builder, right? So residential construction is lagged the most in adopting new technologies, and that's what this is about. So without further ado, let's get in to know Andy and his story, what led him to crushing it and putting the pedal down with Skilled On-Site. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
I'd say my favorite beverage is Coca-Cola. I may have a problem with that, but I drink probably 5 or 6 Cokes a day, and it's absolutely my favorite.
There you go. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Me and my wife actually went to Turks and Caicos a few years back and stayed there, had a wonderful time. Beautiful place, beautiful community that they have there, and we absolutely fell in love with it.
And we're so excited to talk about the construction silos that we're going to break down today that we passionately call the Art of Construction. But what do you do outside of the Art of Construction, Andy?
Well, I have 4 kids, so I do a lot of raising kids, and I'm definitely passionate about being a father. But for relaxation, because that's not relaxing a lot of times, I play golf, and it's definitely the place I go to try to relax and have a good time. So,
That's our passions align there for sure, man. We'll have to have a Coke on the golf course someday.
Absolutely.
Huh? There we go. Well, we got to know a little bit about Andy. Tell us your story about how you've worked within the construction industry and what led you to creating the Skilled On-Site app.
Yeah. So, I actually took over the family, industrial construction company in 2010. We've been in business since 1987. And over that time that I've been involved there, we've just run into several communication issues on all our job sites where, you know, miscommunication and no communication and that kind of thing really started to struggle on some of our jobs. And so we started to brainstorm and come up with some ideas to how we could do that better. Mobile applications are definitely the way to go nowadays, and everybody seems to have them. And it's just a very easy way to get everybody connected and stay connected on the job. And so that's how we were able to get this going.
Love it. So the first thing I want to kind of dive into this is there are a ton of tools out there, right? Or a ton of project management applications in our industry now. And so I really want to start out by kind of saying, what makes Skilled On-Site unique, and who is your ideal customer or your intended users for this platform?
Yeah. So what makes us unique is actually we're mainly focused on the communication portion of the projects. There are a lot of different tools out there that you can use, but from what we can tell, they seem to be very convoluted and complex. And so they're expensive. A lot of them are pretty expensive for the smaller contractors. And it's also very complex to get your subs to have that buy-in that you're looking for when you're the contractor. So we mainly focus on the communication portion. 33% of rework done on construction sites is due to lack of communication or poor communication. And so what we're trying to do is take that portion and really try to help decrease that miscommunication and lead to more profitable jobs and on time with your build. So our intended users are small custom home builders and home remodelers. So that's going to be our niche for our product.
Outstanding. So let's get into communication, right? That's what this whole global megaphone is about, right? Of taking these lessons learned and going on these fireside chats into these deep dive series podcasts to talk about the miscommunication and put it out there. So can you tell us some common examples of miscommunication on a job site and how it affects the projects from your point of view? Because I really think at the end of the day, that's why you took your company and went and start building this tool, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So some of the things that we saw were just delayed notifications and follow-up by subs. So, you know, whether it be, you know, we send message over through a text or through an email and then, you know, try to receive an update from the sub a couple of days later. Well, that's leading to deadlines and misunderstanding for the next contractors that are coming in and how to finish that project. So delayed notifications, definitely one of the biggest miscommunications that we've seen on job sites. The other item would be technical problems. Just having so many different ways to communicate now. You got your phone, you got email, you have voicemail. And if all of your subs are leaving messages on all of those devices, how are you able to kind of correlate that and bring that all together to where you can organize that in one way? And that's where we feel like we've done a good job of organizing it by the job and by the project. So you can see exactly which plumber is talking about which project, and it's actually coming through their thread that they've created. And so those technological problems are definitely some miscommunications that we've seen. And they lead to increased cost and longer jobs, which, you know, the longer it takes, so nobody's making money at that point. So not really helping.
Yeah. And I've had the pleasure of interviewing so many different platforms out there, and it boils down to the game changer, Andy, for us who have grown up in this industry. When we, like you said, taking over the family business, is it, the game changer for the art of construction was the smartphone, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was a way to connect the field to the office, which is managing the two things we don't have enough of, time and money, right? Right. And it's these challenges that we run into to say all of the real world stuff of how do we actually compile all this information and take all this data so that we're not having to spend 2 hours in the office before we go out and then 2 hours at night when we want to be with our four kids. I'm assuming that's kind of one of the big challenges, right, Andy?
Absolutely.
And so at why we've talked with, you know, these great companies, Autodesk and all these big companies that we've done all these deep dive series with, where they are bringing in, or Builder Trend and all these that where they're consolidating and they're keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But it seems like a lot of those are pushing to the large volume commercial side. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the residential side of construction has been, you know, why has it been slower to adopt new technology than the commercial side?
Yeah. So just like I mentioned earlier, the small guys, the smaller residential builders, they're looking for something that's easy to use, something that they can use that can be productive to them, and not trying to take something away from some of these other companies that have done tremendous things on the commercial side. But I feel like that there are a lot of times leaving out the smaller guys in this regard for technology. And so what we're looking for is something easy to use. Most residential construction is looking for something easy to use, something that is easy to implement with their subcontractors, and being able to build the homes. Large residential home builders do take advantage of some of this technology, but they tend to have implementation issues, and so that's what we're trying to do here is get something that we feel like is very easy to implement and to trust that technology going forward. So
I love that perspective. And, you know, it's talking about working on the business versus in the business. And we've all heard that, right? But how do we do it, right? And I'll leave you with this as to dangle the carrot. We have some really, really cool, exciting stuff with the Art of Construction where we're actually bifurcating that working on the business and in the business, because our true heroes in the Art of Construction are the blue collar warriors that are out there doing the work.
Absolutely.
And that is the mass problem out there, right? There's so much stuff to be built and we all want to build better buildings, which is our mission on the Art of Construction. But if you don't have enough resources, how do you do that? So you have to be able to be tenacious and be able to use these tools, and we have to elevate the trades. And I'll leave it at that because we have some really exciting things in the hopper with that. But let's get more into more detail on the app. So how is communication organized in it? And can you give some examples of uses on and off the job site? Let's get in the business, Andy. Let's peel back the onion on how this baby works.
Yeah. So basically we know that you have to deal with all the different subs. You have to deal with the drywall guys, the framers, the plumbers, the painters, right? So everything has to be done. And if you're juggling multiple jobs at once, let's say you're building, even the small custom home builders, let's say you're building 5 to 6 homes a year or at the same time. That's a lot of texts and emails and communication that has to go on. Either it's happening on an email or it's happening on your text messaging or voicemail. So one way that we organize that is by job site. So we organize it by the job site. So it's easy to go back and forth between each job site just by just a click down button, and you'd go back and forth between job sites. And then inside each job site, you have it set up by crew. So the carpenter will have its own thread to text back and forth and communicate with. The painter will, the plumber will. Each crew will have its own thread that they would communicate back and forth with the GC or the home builder. And so that's how it's organized. Some of the uses, let's say, you know, you're trying to get in touch with the plumber to see if he's going to be able to make it the next day, or even to let him know that the inspector's coming by. You can easily do that. It sends a notification to that plumber whenever you send that note, that text through our app. Just like a text message would. It pops up on your phone, you click it, and it goes straight to the app. So we feel like that this is something that can be done on the job site. A lot of our guys, a lot of the guys in the trade, they're working on the job, right? So they're actually in there doing the plumbing, and then they get a notification on their phone, it dings, they look at it, they're able to see that that they're getting a new message or a change or an update, and it's real time, dated, stamped, time stamped. And so really organized, we're able to go into some other things like accountability and that kind of thing once you start looking into some of that. So it's really good, and it helps to organize all your projects.
Awesome. So I want to hit on a pain point that I've seen when we go down to these digital veins, and it's managing the expectations, because the homeowners that you're working with, you know, they want to know everything, but you tell them everything, and then it's hard to move the project along. So for some residential contractors, they can say too much project transparency for the homeowner can end up being a bad thing. So how do you bring the homeowner into the app to manage to where you're now not just, you know, in the people business, you're also in the getting shit done, building the project business?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I absolutely agree that, too much transparency could affect the project. And here's why. If everyone is involved and everybody's being transparent, we don't really want the homeowner to know that you're having a hard time getting the plumber over there to do the plumbing part of their project, right? So that's not something that you really want to share with your customer that you have built trust and relationship with. So what we've done inside the app is we've created something called client collaboration, and it is within the app. Whenever you click, it's just like the threads for your client, for your plumbers and your different crews. The GC would all have the only ability to contact that client, and the subs would not. So when the GC wants to send something in to the customer to show them, like maybe some updated pictures or some ask some questions about colors or, you know, the location of a sink or something like that, they could go in, click on that inside the app, ask the question just like you would through a text message. we set up a portal on our website for the client. So the client would have a separate portal on our website that is outside of the app, so they're not seeing the daily communication that's happening. And then they would be able to respond. They get a notification that, they have a message from the contractor, and they can respond in that way on the website, and it goes back to the app so that the everyone sees the answer from the client. So not just, like I said, communication is the biggest thing. So not just the GC sees that answer from the client, everybody sees it. So the plumber, the painter, everyone sees that that's the way that they're wanting that. That's the color. So everybody's on the same page. We're not having to convey information that we're getting from the client across the board. They can see that clearly. They're getting notifications that the client has responded. And those notifications are both ways. The contractor gets them and the client gets them as well. So that's the way that we've done it. I definitely agree that we've got to keep them involved, but in a way to where they're getting the polished information, the good stuff, not necessarily, the ins and outs of whether or not we can get someone there or not.
Tribe, there is the moment, right? What is the secret sauce of Skilled On Site? Client collaboration at the right time is key. But what the key thing that's what they've done with this tool is that you have to have internal and external communication. What we mean by that is on the job is your internal is your warriors, your subs, the plumber that may have not had a good day yesterday and may not show up, and you have to manage that, right? That is the art of construction. That is the warriors that we're highlighting. And the external, the customer, is all about emotion.
Yeah.
And so you have to manage expectations through emotion. And if you're managing expectations through emotion, you don't want to add fuel to the fire. We want to have a nice, calm fireside chat with the emotional homeowner. So that's what I think you're talking about, right? When you talk about that tool. So are you expecting, this is the other key part though, right? It's this all or nothing mentality, right? So how do we manage the expectations of the contractor? Do you have to get all the subs on board to agree to use the app? Or are you planning on targeting the subs as well? Meaning, you know, I've seen a lot of tools that they break down because it's the Gantt chart that every single person has to all do everything exactly the right way. And then they get so complicated quickly, even though the developers had these great intended uses, but there's all these unintended consequences of them. Can you talk to me about how you manage that?
Yeah. So basically what we're looking for on the GC side, right, in managing subs is buy-in. At the end of the day, you want buy-in from your subs, right? And whatever you're using. And so the easiest way to do this is to make it extremely easy to do. We have something set up inside the app called, and we geofence each location. So whenever you set up the site, you just simply put in the address and it automatically sets up a geofence around that project. And whenever they have the app downloaded through the Apple Store or Google Play, they download the app. All the sub has to do is just drive into that geofence. So basically show up on site. And then it pops up a notification saying to join the site. They click join and then they're automatically in. So it's a very easy onboarding process. And that's what we felt like it had to be in order to get buy-in from the subs, right? So yes, we are targeting subs as well. This is something that we feel like not every single person has to have it, but at least one person from every crew should have it so that we can keep that communication line open. If someone doesn't, it's not extremely hard to just get it set up to where, at least one person on that crew can have that just so that we can have that buy-in on there.
I love it. So when you talked about we must make it easy, I couldn't agree more. And words for the field warriors can be scary, like a geofence. Like just right. Like it's scary for the homeowner, I own a window and door company in Colorado, and you start talking about mulling and operating windows and DP and speaking window and door, it scares people, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So back to that emotion, you got to bring that out and just say, okay, connecting the field to the office, we're just going to do the right onboarding in the office to send the warriors out to where when they go to the job site, it just works. And the geofence is a way to just make that work, meaning you're setting the digital parameters to when they get there, they know, and it just comes up on the app. Is that, am I understanding that right,
Yes,
Andy?
Absolutely. Geofence doesn't even have to be mentioned. Basically, when you set up the app, you do a location naturally. So because you want to put the address in. So when you set that site up, you put the location in, it does everything for you. So now all they have to do is download the app and go to the job.
And what I found is I dangled a carrot of where we're going with really highlighting the trades with the warriors is that they want to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. They want to be accountable. If you're in it to win it and you're not chucking and trucking, you want to do, if you really want to live the art of construction, they want this stuff. The problem is us leaders and us onboarding people not systemizing the tools to where they can execute. So one of the most important benefits of the app like this is an increased accountability on a project, right? No one can get away with messing something up and trying to fake it till you make it if everything is documented, right? This can scare some people, right? And I'm being kind of hitting this head on, and it should scare some people because if you don't want to live core values and do it the right way to build better buildings, this should scare you. But then get the hell out of the way because this is for the art of construction or we're breaking down these silos.
Right.
It's definitely so needed in our industry, right? So can you talk about the importance of accountability in construction as a whole and how skilled onsite will increase our ability to hold each other accountable?
Yeah. So holding contractors and subs accountable, it basically gives expectation, right? So, and when you give expectation, that sets aside the quality subs from the not so quality, right? And so what we're looking for in all of our subs that we use is quality subcontracts that we can know and trust. That is based on relationship. Everything goes back to relationship in our world, right? And so I think that's part of the art of construction as well, is that relationship is a big thing. And holding them accountable and giving them expectations is the way to separate that quality from the not so quality.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
The way that we do that in our app is through timestamps and dating every message that comes through. So if then also through our through the portals that we have set up for each crew for the punch list items, which would be more like a scope of work for each crew. So each crew would have their own scopes of work set up, and you can do that easily and be able to check those things off, send pictures showing that they're complete, just giving accountability at every level. So that's the way we do it through our app.
I love it, man. So I want to learn more. How do I get this thing going? Tell us, kind of talk to us about, you know, what stage is the app currently at? How do they go check it out? How do you do this? What are kind of your future plans with your tool?
Yeah. So we are a fully functional mobile application at this point. We are very early stage, have not really pushed it out nationwide or anything like that. Got some good companies using it and very early stage. We're looking to, you know, have tens of thousands of users in the very near future. And we feel like this is a product that is very needed in this industry and specifically in that niche. And we have some other opportunities later down the road that we've already heard and listened to some contractors and feel that video capability for doing, you know, up to six to eight different video way chats and that kind of thing due to COVID and that kind of thing that we're going through now. I think that that's a huge possibility for our app in the future to have that capability inside the app. And then also language translator possibility to where we can speak different languages with some of our Spanish speaking contractors or other languages and being able to have one platform that we can use to really break down that communication barrier, which I feel like is definitely something that we would need to. So those are some of the future possibilities, but yeah, we're looking forward to growing and listening to everyone's concerns and being able to, you know, change, as time changes. So
Great stuff, man. I love how you're putting yourself out there and saying, you know, it's live, it's ready to go. We'll put all the information in the show notes, how to go check it out. But you're already thinking, you know, and that's where we love when we bring leaders like Andy into where we are always be learning and, you know, always moving this thing forward, right? To can manage the things we don't have enough of, time and money, and that's all done through communication, right? So in closing, I want you to say, we've asked, and I love when we get to have people that have full on jumped in with both feet into the technology world and managing these things. What is your crystal ball for connecting technology to handshakes in the future of construction?
Well, I think definitely project accountability, improved productivity and work efficiency through communication and improving that communication on job sites and within budget guidelines.
Love it, man. So I'm going to leave you out there for everyone to think about as they go out and crush it to grow their business. Andy, what is that one thing you want to leave our contractors and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business and go check out Skilled On-Site as a special tool in their toolbox?
Yeah, I'd say if you're looking to communicate better and be more productive and efficient, definitely check us out. We actually would love to do some introductory pricing and that kind of thing for those that have listened to the Art of Construction podcast here. You can go to contact@skilledonsite.com, and that's an email that you can send to us. And the first 10 that come to our inbox, we're going to we'd like to give you free sites for the first 90 days. So you can start as many sites as you'd like for free and just use it and try it out. And anyone that listens to the podcast, we're willing to do some special introductory pricing, and we can give those promo codes. You can email that same email address, contact@skilledonsite.com.
Awesome, man. Andy, we'll make sure we get all that stuff in the show notes. Tribe, jump on in and be the one to win. And the only constant is change, and you're either growing or dying, and we want you to be part of that. Andy, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Thank you very much for having me.
Man, I love it when we get foundational tools, because there's two things that'll make or break a construction project, and it's a good foundation and the right windows and doors. Yeah, that's a little bit selfish if you listen to it. I own a window and door company. But at the end of the day, it's boiling down to communicating to get the right technologies and the right products to get the right handshakes, and it all boils down to communication, right? And so some takeaways for you on this, Tribe, is that he talked about how it's not an absolute need that everybody's on it, but I challenge you to say, if you're qualifying your tribe and your subs and your affiliates to your project, if they don't want to use forward-thinking tools like this, then why do you want them on your tribe? So you have to learn and document what you're doing to live the art of construction, right? Because when Andy talks about, you better figure out efficiencies, products going up, the Amazon effect, all this stuff is full bore, but there's so many buildings that need to be built, and we want to build them better, and it boils down to communication through efficiencies. Go check out the tool, a great platform to go out and grow your business and crush it. Crush it out there, Tribe.